Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb.
Social media as a marketing and customer service tool in real estate can be really powerful. It gives real estate professionals and agencies the opportunity to target and interact with clients and prospects while reinforcing the brand. But what happens when it goes bad? What happens when someone feels less than satisfied with you and they decide to take it out on you via social media? In this episode, we'll explore five simple steps to take the heat out of a social media complaint about you or your agency, how to treat complaints on social media as more of an opportunity for your brand, and why deleting a complaint or ignoring it altogether could be the worst thing you can do. Listen in for actionable tips and strategies to effectively deal with negative comments on social media, how to protect the perception of your brand online, and how customer complaints may just uncover more opportunities than you really think. This episode is brought to you by Steps, advanced real estate websites and digital marketing solutions. Find out more at steps.com.au. During our recent social media masterclass series, I can't tell you the amount of real estate agents and principals who asked, "What should we do when someone posts a negative comment about us on social media?" Instinctively, I knew this was a challenge area for a lot of businesses, but I didn't expect it would be one of the leading questions on the minds of real estate professionals around Australia. Now, negative reviews on social media are a big problem for businesses today. Not only do they put the perception of your brand at risk in the eyes of your fans and followers, but if handled poorly, or worse, swept under the carpet and ignored, you could do even more harm than the initial lashing by the disgruntled landlord, tenant, seller, or buyer. The rising trend in online reviews has given a megaphone to people, and they're not afraid to use it. The next steps you take are not only critical to the perception of your brand in the eyes of the person who's complained about your company, but also the perception of everyone else on social media who has just witnessed that angry post. My first tip is always respond. When a negative comment is made about your company, everyone is watching. They're awaiting that next move. And by everyone, I mean your other fans and followers, not just the person who posted the negative comment. Simply deleting the comment will make it appear as though you're sweeping it under the rug and will only incite more anger from the person who posted that comment. This increases the chance that they will go elsewhere and look for other places to name and shame your company or just post more comments on your profiles. If you don't reply, it will appear to your followers that you really don't care about customer service, which can be equally damaging to the perception of your brand. Responding with genuine understanding for that person's concern will demonstrate your willingness to resolve that issue. You can set up real-time email and mobile alerts for every social media profile to notify you of any activity on those platforms, and you have to respond quickly and appropriately. Secondly, don't assume everyone works for you. This is a mistake I see so many businesses make who don't have a well-documented social media marketing or customer service strategy. You are a lot closer to your standard operating procedures than your clients and prospects, and although it might sometimes appear as though your staff were following standard policy or procedure, it might not seem so clear to the person making the complaint. Standard operating procedures are critical in every business. However, it can cripple a business that allows them to get in the way of good customer service. Put yourself in the shoes of the other person for a moment. If your policies and procedures are compromising your core values, it's time to revisit those policies and procedures. As management theorist Simon Sinek suggests, staff who feel as if they might lose their job by not following the rules either don't know the core values of the business or they simply don't trust their leader. Instead of hiding behind company policy, turn upset customers into raving fans by improving their experience with your company. It all starts with that initial negative comment. Tip number three, take the online offline. By dealing with a complaint offline, either by phone or in person, it can help you resolve matters one-to-one instead of a public slanging match on your social media profiles. It will appear to the upset customer that you are willing to make that extra effort in resolving their complaint. Tip number four, and only when you've taken it offline, is kindly ask the person to remove the post. This is not something you can do straight out of the gate, nor something you should do online. Once you've discussed the issue privately, ask your upset customer if you have resolved their concerns. This will confirm if there's any residual anger or other matters that you need to discuss. Once they're satisfied with how you've handled their complaint, let them know how important your online reputation is to your business and kindly ask them if they would consider removing their angry post. If you have done everything possible to resolve the issue, apologized if necessary, and that person's trust in your brand has been somewhat restored, that upset customer will be most likely happy to remove their initial comment. Step 5 is the final straw. If you have taken every possible step to contact the upset customer and they are unresponsive to your requests, or they are increasingly hostile using threats or offensive language, banning the person from your social channels and deleting their comment is a last resort option. And I must stress, last resort. If you do decide to delete the comment and block the person from your social profiles, you ought to explain the situation to your fans and why you did what you did. No one should be subjected to online trolls, and your staff, as well as your fans, will respect you for taking this action if required. Just remember to tell them what you did and why you did it. In closing, people who complain about your brand on social media channels are not the people you should be worried about. They've taken the time to voice their concern on a platform or channel where you can control what happens next. That is a really powerful tool when you think about it. It's the people who are writing negative comments about you on channels you don't own or platforms you can't control that you should really be worried about. The further we get into the age of social media, the less control we'll all have over the conversations people have about our companies. So next time someone decides to leave a little comment about you or your company on social media, I want you to remember this podcast. View that negative comment as an opportunity, a chance to showcase your brand values in a public forum, impress your social media followers, and turn your critics into raving fans. Good luck.
Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.